Hello. Oh, I'm sorry. Did I startle you? My apologies. Not my intention. Although, to be fair, when you break into a house, there is a fair chance that you will be startled when the owner creeps up on you. Oh. I'm waiting. I'm waiting for what you're going to do next. What you're going to choose. Waiting to see if you're going to lie to me. It's a big decision. So, don't rush into it. Take your time, consider your options. You see, you're not the first person to break into my home. Although it has been quite some time. The last one was a burglar. Common, cheap. Are you a burglar? Are you here to rob me? Have you just been caught in the act? Or are you something else altogether? Are you here for a reason? You're not here to rob me. I thought so. I hoped so. Please do take a seat. Make yourself comfortable. I'm sure you have questions. That's why you're here. To discover the truth. How did I know you weren't a burglar? Your eyes. I see questions. I see curiosity. I see hunger. I see that you're infected. That's not a bad thing. Or it is, depending on your perception. You're infected with the bug. Film, theatre, motion picture, Hollywood. I can see it. I can taste it. I can smell it. And you are riddled with got it bad. All the best do. The best. The creators, the legends. There's something special you see. Something that draws you to it. Something that gets in your blood, it burns like sunlight. Although it's been quite some time since I've been in the sunlight. But you know that. Well, you don't. You have suspicions, you have flights of fancy, theories. So tell me, why are you here? How very blunt. Interesting. The last person to sit in that chair was polite. Annoyingly so. They danced around the topic. They were flowery and verbose. Very art house, if you know what I mean. They never actually said the words. They never actually asked the question. And that was disappointing. Because to get here, you have to take certain steps. You have to research, you have to... entertain the impossible. How can I be her? She should be dead. It's over 100 years. How can I be honey? But I am. Your face. Did you expect me to deny it? Oh, come now. I'm sure you spent hours poring over my films. Analyzing each frame, comparing them to the pictures you've taken of me. Tell me, did it surprise you when you couldn't take my picture on your phone? You know, I'm not sure how I feel about modern technology. Taking photographs used to be an art. Now anyone can fancy themselves as a photographer. Did you have to learn how to take pictures on film? How to develop them? Was it trial and error? Or did you already know? Are you a traditionalist? It doesn't really matter. I know that when you discovered that you couldn't take my picture with any electronic device, that you turned to something more old school. You followed me night after night. You spent your days poring over pictures, watching my films, wondering, could it be possible? Could I really be honey? Of course you know by now that that's not really my name. I've had so many names, but the nickname always came eventually. My honey colored eyes. People are, and of course when I say people, I mean mortals, so helpfully predictable sometimes. They do so love to give starlets nicknames. I am honey. I've always been honey. In all of those films that you've been watching, every single one. All me. It's surprisingly easy to reinvent yourself as an actress. Moving from studio to studio, decade to decade. Fashions come and go, but I remain until the advent of technology. Oh, it was such a betrayal. You see, a vampire can't be captured on a phone or a webcam or a digital camera. I'm not exactly sure why. I like to think it's because it's soulless. And the soulless can't see the soulless. But a camera, a proper camera, with film and heart and soul. Oh, they can see me. And they see everything which makes me a hunter. The attractive other that can't be defined. The camera loves me. And I love the camera. It's been difficult. Being out of the limelight. It reminds me what it's like to be out of the sunlight. But now you're here. And I think you might just be the one. Vampire. And you're not as surprised as you should be, are you? You rather fancied that I might be a creature of the night. I have to admit, my weakness for horror films might have been a big hint. I'm a vampire. And I was an actress for decades. There was a magic. There was a hunger. Believe me, I know what hunger feels like. And then I had to hide away. Technology, the internet, they cursed me. It wouldn't be so easy to hide. People would notice. I knew that there would be one mortal who would see me. One mortal who would be obsessed. Who would watch my films over and over again and would notice. Was it my eyes, my smile, the way I walk? The tone of my voice. Whatever it was, it caught your attention. And it dug in like needles. And you started on the road that led you here. There you go, being blunt again. I'm not going to kill you, no.
Why would I kill
the one I've been waiting for? I have a present for you. It's old and expensive, but in perfect working order. Here. It's a camera. It's a special camera. In all my years, I have learnt a few things. It records pictures on film, but the sound, it's captured by the crystal. I could explain it, but you wouldn't believe me. And that's saying something, given that you are somehow accepting that you are in the presence of a vampire. But this is for you. You're going to need it. Why? To film our movie. I've been waiting, hungering, craving. I need to be on the screen. I need to be in the limelight. It's the only thing keeping me from walking into the daylight. You know how it feels to be denied, don't you? The hunger, the thirst, the ache. You know it. We are going to create a masterpiece. You are going to film things that the world has never seen. You are going to see things that have been hidden for 1,000 years. You're going to walk with me into the night. You're going to see the monsters. And I'm going to be your star. You want to make a masterpiece. Oh, I'll give you your masterpiece. I'll give you more than you can handle. This will be my best work. I'm going to shine. I will be radiant. I will be a star again. And when it's over, oh, everyone will know your name. Everyone will know your work. You're going to change the world. You're going to show them what's coming. Because it is coming. The dark is going to be revealed. And it's going to be grand. It's going to be terrifying. And you're going to capture it all. What a wonder we will create. How am I so sure? How do I know that you won't say no? Because you're hungry. I know you are. I can see it in your eyes. I saw it from the first moment. You want what I want. And you knew that this would happen. And those needles dug in. You knew that something wonderful was coming. Something marvelous, something monstrous. Something I've been waiting for you, and you have been looking for me. And now it begins. We're going to make a movie. We're going to make a masterpiece. We're going to be in the light. You don't know what to call me? Oh, but darling, of course you do. You know exactly what to call me. That's right. Honey.